Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
G'day, Paddy, Rob Palmer. This is our podcast for Tuesday, the 15th of November.
I've worked it out how I can get shenanigans with my wife, Gwen, as much as needed.
Because relationship expert Jake Maddock reckons we should be doing it three times a week. So let me have a look at you. Hey. Personality.
No. Change those things.
Your body.
No, that's size perfect of as your, it is. Come on.
Your size of your... No. Listen,
no, that's optimal.
Okay.
So what I'm going to do is take her to Qatar for the World Cup soccer because she hasn't had a drink in years and doesn't touch me if I've had a beer. Oh. And because you will not believe the price of beer in Qatar.
So you're not going to pay for that.
I will go over to Qatar, won't drink a drop.
Yeah, and then you'll be free as a bird.
I'll be the most attractive man in the universe.
Of course you will be. As well as that, Trevor Long, our Techspert, joined us. What have you got from a wheel? That is all coming up on our podcast for Tuesday the 15th of November.
I'll have to improve my attitude though.
Oh, yeah.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
And if you've got time, get in the boudoir.
Yeah.
Of course, Jake Maddock, he is a relationships expert.
Yeah.
This is what he says.
There's hope.
There is hope. The number of times couples should be doing the do per week, he says, don't get lazy. It's backed by science. And
let's have a listen to what Jakey's got to say.
Should partners be intimate 2 to 3 times a week? There's a whole bunch of science behind this. So it's been shown with studies that it's very good for females to orgasm 3 times a week. It's good for their mental health, their physical health. It's good for their bodies. Good for men, hormone regulation, mental health, physical health. There's lots of good things that happen. 2 to 3 times a week is also going to help you guys bond together really well. Okay. Share each other's bodies a lot. So it's really going to keep you on the right track. People in long-term relationships seem to get lazy and they go, oh, once a week's fine. Once a month's fine. They just get lazier and lazier and lazier and you drift apart. So that 2 to 3 times a week really keeps people on track.
See?
Poor deluded fool. He sounds unmarried. He sounds like he has no kids and
no animals.
Oh my. I just.
It doesn't commute for work.
I have to work hard just not to annoy my wife and then I'm half a chance.
Look, we'll get an auction here. Let's go.
What do you got?
For 6 per week.
Per week.
Do I have any starters?
3 times per week.
Nothing. Nothing.
No, that's unachievable.
Nothing. 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 Bloody nothing. A study published in the Archives of Sexual Behaviour revealed married couples have sex 51 times a year.
Hang on.
Yeah.
Is that the average?
Week. Yeah, once a week, if you can go.
Gee.
Yeah.
I've got to
pick your game up.
I've got new targets.
Does anyone need to pick the game up? Or would love to know, does anyone go beyond that limit? Is it possible?
No.
No. Kids, commuting, jobs. But as Jake says.
Where do you find the time?
I don't know. Lucky we've got those naked eyes, though. Can I get one? Can I just get a single bid there? A single bid? Nothing. Triple M.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
Yeah. Hey, now look, if you're getting to the World Cup, we've worked out 5 people from the Central Coast are going to the World Cup. You said how many people from the Central Coast are going to the World Cup to Qatar?
Not many.
Yes, the 3 boys from the Mariners and then Laurie McKenna and his wife.
Have you ever been to Qatar?
No, I played it. Have you ever been to Qatar?
No.
Never been there.
And I just don't know that it'd be my choice of holiday destination even if there was a World Cup because you've got to go there. There's a game a week.
They're very strict. They're very strict. Look, this is what you'll be paying if you are going over there. Eye-watering World Cup drink prices have been revealed with football fans having to pay up to $140 per point. Yep.
Per pint.
Per pint.
Yeah.
Yes. And some sports bars have been accused of exploiting visitors by charging fans up to $425 each to watch the World Cup semifinals and finals.
Well, hang on. To go to the game?
Yeah.
No,
to just watch it at the bar.
To watch it?
To watch it. You know how people get, you know when they've had the World Expo and they have, like, say, the Olympics, people jack up the prices if it's in the area?
That's a joke.
Yeah. And $140.
You know you got a huge problem if you're prepared to pay $140 for your beer.
For a pint, $425 to watch it. Now, the stunning price includes a 3-drink voucher for bottles of Budweiser or Corona or a glass of house wine, working out at $140.
What's the go? What, is it illegal to drink? No, it's not.
I don't know. Public drunkenness is technically illegal, and those found guilty if you head there face up to 6 months jail time and a fine of $1,200.
No way am I going to Qatar. Yeah. There is not a soul on the coast that will go to Qatar.
You'll be watching if your plays at terrible.
Please tell us
if anyone's going to Qatar.
You are going to Qatar.
Oh, you think if some of your mates, I think if some of my mates,
no,
I'm going.
No, no.
Absolutely Sorry. Not. No. Stay here. Stay here on the Central Coast, boys.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
This is the news that doesn't make the news. That should be in the news instead of the other news.
Good morning, Robert.
Morning, Patrick.
What do you got for us?
I don't know what to call it with you, but it's an inability, sort of. Don't want to be rude.
No, no.
But you...
no offence taken
you do
so
like,
far.
You do like to clap along to music.
Of course, I love clapping.
In the poorest fashion. I
out
think,
of time, some would say.
So out of time.
Yes, the London Times described it as
tone deaf and rhythm. I don't know.
Just don't
There's
have
something
it.
Wrong. Anyway, yeah. So what's happened is scientists have discovered that rats have an ability that was previously thought to be uniquely human. Obviously, they haven't met you. Researchers at the University of Tokyo played music for 10 rats fitted with wireless accelerometers to measure their head movements according to the study. So they displayed innate, without any training or prior exposure to music, innate beat synchronization.
So they could nod.
The University of Tokyo has said they were nodding. Dancing to the music. Now, a couple of songs, I just want to see how you go first because the rats did it really, really well.
Okay.
Let's say one of the songs they played for them was Queen's Another One Bites the Dust.
I love that song.
This should be easy.
So what
for
do
you.
I have to do? Just nod.
I just want you to just nod and maybe clap so people can hear how your time is going.
Okay, here we go. Here we go.
Another One Bites the Dust. Another One Bites the Dust. Okay, now dance at the same time. That's not bad. Okay, that's pretty easy.
Okay, get rid of that.
Actually, it's not. Okay, wasn't perfect, all right, but it was
okay,
close.
All right, okay.
Now, another one they did was Maroon 5. This one, Sugar.
Oh, Sugar. This was the one where Maroon 5 went to all those weddings around LA and filmed them. It's just bloody great. Okay.
This will be tough. He's thinking.
Gotta get in.
He's concentrating. Go on, mate. Come on.
Oh, I can't do it.
You are.
Can't do it. Hang on.
Unbelievable.
Got in.
Oh, okay, yeah. Oh, look at you go. No.
Am I on time? Every single night.
No, you're not.
Did I miss it?
Every time you talk or move in a funny direction, you go off beat. Anyway, the rats were really good
at it. That was on time.
Yeah,
it
took you half an hour to get there.
Yeah, it took
anyway,
me a bit. Yeah.
It, basically, this provides insights into the animal mind and the origins of music and dance.
Oh, bloody brilliant. So, compared to a rat, how have I gone today?
Rat.
Well, what about this? I want a rich friend. The richest person you know. Who is it? Don't say their first name.
It's you.
Thank you. Chloe, our producer, the richest person you know is?
Myself.
Why?
Because I'm rich in love. I get to hang out with you guys.
Oh, I'm going to be sick. Where's my bucket? Oh, no, we wanted money. Not Now, because iconic singer and philanthropist Dolly Parton has received a $150 million award from Amazon founder and billionaire Jeff Bezos.
What's the award for?
Well, she was the latest recipient of the Bezos Courage and Civility Award, something that you wouldn't receive, which goes to leaders who pursue solutions with courage and civility. She's 76, is Dolly, and she's going to be able to choose which charities to give the money to. Oh, she's bloody good. And
You're not a registered charity, though, Pat.
Not at this stage. No. The Blue Origin owner, which is Jeff, announced the stunning award on Saturday with his longtime partner, news anchor, I'm Lauren Sanchez. And how good is that? Can't wait to get the 100.
Dolly deserves it. She did heaps.
Yeah.
She was looking after everyone there for a while.
Well, she donated 100.
Didn't she fund?
$1.5 million
to Vanderbilt University Medical Center's vaccine research efforts during the coronavirus pandemic.
If I knew that donating $1.5 million to develop a vaccine would result
in $150 million
award, that's a big turnaround, isn't
off
it?
Off to the bank straight away.
Thank you. Sell the house.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
Ooh, this man, I tell you, he is not just a TV star on the Today Show. Because of Medibank, he has been on the news, buddy, every night. It is Trevor Long from EFTM.com.au.
Superstar.
Good morning, Trevor.
I really did think you were going to say, speaking of being 25 kilos off your playing game.
I wouldn't have done that to you, Trevor.
Oh, no way.
I wouldn't have done that.
You are looking sharp as a razor.
For the record, TV ads, I reckon 30.
yeah, that's what they say.
That's my excuse anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm much slimmer on radio.
Of course you are. More handsome as well. Now, Medibank, geez, you've been covering this story. What's the latest, Trev?
Latest is hacker hasn't given up. AFP announced they knew where they are and who they are, essentially. Problem is they're in Russia, and we're not really getting on with Russia right now. So any previous attempts to hold people accountable that worked, authorities have worked together and actually put hackers away in Russia. But unfortunately, I think we might not get that cooperation right now. I don't know if you know what's going on over there, but, it's been in the news a bit.
Yeah.
So the hacker didn't really care about the AFP announcement. And on Monday, they released a bunch of more data and said that they'll release more on Friday. And they'll wait and see if anything meaningful happens on Wednesday. Right. And what they're referring to, we assume, is the Medibank AGM, which happens to be this week. So the hacker is so much paying attention to what's going on here. It's not funny. And they're hell-bent on releasing information. Bottom line, horses bolted, information's out there, and we have to move on and find better ways of protecting Aussies in the future, and I think that's what we should be focused on.
Yeah, that's it. Has anyone paid any money? Like, have they got anything from this, or at the moment are they just fishing still?
At this point, what we know is Medibank certainly hasn't paid, but because there's at least 1,200 people whose information has been published on the dark web, and it's probably now circulating elsewhere and among the hacking and thug community. I've got no doubt those 1,200 people are being targeted by scammers and blackmailers. And if any of them paid, I feel bad for them because it's not going to mean anything other than the fact that they've lost money.
Yeah. You said something profound last week I thought was great, and that everyone should be considerate and understanding and non-judgmental about anything they see printed or published about anyone else's medical records, because you know what? It's a medical record and it's not something to be ashamed of.
Exactly. We shouldn't be ashamed of anything we've seen, done, said, or anything. And if we judge each other on things that we hear about them, then we're actually creating the fear. So if I'm a Medibank customer, which I am, and I had something, that I didn't want to share, which I don't on my medical record, but if I did, like an addiction or something like that, I shouldn't be living in fear. I should simply not be proud, but I should be not worried about what people think or say about me. So hopefully we can get to that point, because it's only the fear that's going to make people hand over money. It's only the fear of what other people think that's going to make people pay the ransom or the blackmail. So if we can eliminate that, we'll actually have some success against the hackers and scammers, because they won't make money out of Australia.
Good work, Trev.
Paddy's told everyone about his hemorrhoids.
Hey,
so he's not concerned.
At least I didn't talk about the extension I went for. Hey. Biggest opening weekend of 2020.
That's not claimable under Medibank. Sorry, I've checked.
The biggest weekend.
I've checked the claim, not checked Rob. Sorry, no.
Of 2022. Now, the biggest opening weekend of 2022, it wasn't Top Gun and it wasn't Doctor Strange. Trevor, what
put
was
them
it?
Together, put those two opening weekends together, and they were big blockbusters, right? Top Gun and Doctor Strange.
Yeah.
Big blockbusters. Put those together and they aren't even as big as Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2. The biggest Call of Duty release in the franchise history. It's a computer game, yes, but it made $800 million in its first 3 days. The opening weekend of a computer game made more than multiple opening movie weekends. And that just proves how big the industry is, how big the game is. And, I think it really does prove that it's a mainstream thing, gaming, not a niche, in the basement, in the dark kind of thing, even though, teenagers are pretty much in the basement or the garage playing.
Every 17-year-old in the Central Coast is just going, yes, Mum, Dad, there's a future for me.
Play. He's turning 16 in a month, so I've let him play Call of Duty. And it is fun to watch because now he and I can play together. but I always make sure I'm on his side because I don't want to get killed by him. So he's much better than me.
Do you get the games for nothing?
I do review games.
Just asking for a friend. Asking for a friend.
I'll be honest. I purchased Call of Duty yesterday for my computer because I wanted it here in the office on the gaming machine. So,
what did you pay? $78 they charge. What do you get for cheaper?
It's like $100 this game.
You're joking. What? I'm seeing it here at Dick Smith for $78.
Mate, there's a future in gaming. Snap I'm going to tell my son.
Snap it up. All right then. Okay.
Also, Dick Smith closed years ago. So.
Yeah, but online. Online.
Oh, yeah, online.
Online, yeah, cool. Yeah. Not the old store. Hey, there's a Kmart here now. And Kogan, $78 as well. Hey,
Kogan is Dick Smith. Breaking news.
Is it really?
Get out.
Yes, Kogan bought Dick Smith.
Oh, you know what, Trev?
I've bought one thing on Kogan. That's only just what did
you
buy? I can't remember. It was that long ago. I think it was a TV.
Hey, Trev, you know how you were telling us about now, because we're talking about all the different streaming services. Yeah. So Foxtel, do they have some association with Binge?
Foxtel owns or is Binge, KO and Flash. If you got rid of your Foxtel.
All right. We keep telling him, Trev.
And sign up for Binge for $15 a month, Flash for $8 a month and KO for $25 a month. You've got 99% of everything that's on Foxtel in three streaming services.
Because I said to Kurt. No, I said, and I rang Foxtel and I asked last night and I said, oh, I'm going to drop sport. And so they gave me sport at half price. And then I said, I'll stay with you then.
You know what he said this morning? He goes, oh, I don't want to get rid of Foxtel because I like having the program guide.
You're the one. No, you're not alone. It is true. But seriously, lots of money. If you are under financial pressure right now and you're still a Foxtel customer, trust me, just get Binge, Flash and KO, and you've got everything on Foxtel, including more content like Switched On with Trevor Long on Flash every week.
Oh, okay. Switched What's Flash? On. And they give like you 12-month Disney.
Rolls off the tongue.
What is it, Trevor Long?
What's Switched it? On Switched with, on Trevor, with Long. Trevor Long.
What's that? Every is that sort of some movie or something? Yeah. Is it?
It's just 5 minutes of tech news every week.
All right. We better get out of here, Trevy. Thanks for that. We'll see you on the news tonight talking about Medibank, okay?
See you, boys.
Okay, for me, FTM.com, Trevy Long.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
I'm just writing it down, Binge, KO, and Flash.
Welcome to the show where one man has just realised he's paying $68 a month for a program guide.
I do like the program guide, though.
$68 a month worth
of
life?
When I go on Foxtel. I'm going to get rid of it, all right, today. Oh, okay. On the Cosine 107.7.
Tell you what, and you can shout me lunch for helping you get out of that debt
thank
that
you,
you've
mate.
Got each month.
Triple M, thank you. What about the video? And you may have seen it on the news last night or even today of that wall of water bringing devastation to New South Wales towns. That was just catastrophic. It was like, as you said before, we were just watching it on TV.
Damn, just overflowing. Like
unbelievable.
It looked more wild than anything I've ever seen.
I thought it was something.
Niagara Falls.
Yeah, we're talking New South Wales, Central West. I thought it was something from overseas, and it was just, it's virtually in our backyard in Central West New South Wales. Thoughts and prayers with all the people there. Now, what happened? Tell us the story.
What are we up to?
Because.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay, my wife, Gwen, lovely, lovely woman. She was trying to help me out, and she was.
Jeez, where did she start?
Yeah.
How long was she there for?
Half a day.
That was just for one.
You know,
thing.
Like tidying
that was just
up
on Menners.
At Terrigal. And so she's there and, you know, moving things around. She goes, he needs a vacuum cleaner here. So anyway, she's got me a vacuum cleaner.
Got a Dyson stick? What do you got?
Nah, it was a, can't remember what it was called.
Cheap one.
Yeah, cheaper than a Dyson. Mm. I wasn't spending $1,500 on a vacuum cleaner.
Ah, they're not $1,500.
Yes, they are.
You can get them cheaper than that.
Not the good ones.
Okay. Yes, you can.
Well, we got a vacuum, stick vacuum. It's only a small place at Terrell, so it's just a little stick vacuum. Yeah. She's got it out of the box.
From Godfrey's.
Nah.
They suck up the bowling ball.
Nah, it was is it the good guys at Erina?
May have been, yeah.
She went to Erina.
Could have been.
Anyway, so then she's there putting it all together, and she thought, oh, you know what? I'm not just going to leave the box here. I'm going to put it all together for him. So she's got the stand out because you've got to plug it into the stand so it charges when it's not being used. So you can just zzz anytime you like.
You've got to put the stand on the wall though, don't you?
Well, no, this one's a stand that stands up on the
stand,
on the
like
floor,
a hat rack.
Next to the washing machine
there
in the laundry.
There you go.
Stands in there. And then you pull it out and you go, and suck everything up in minutes.
Has it got a light on it?
And it, you pull the little.
Has it got a light on it?
No, there's no light. It's a vacuum cleaner, not a.
Yeah, not a
snow plow.
Yeah, I like lights on vacuum cleaners though.
She's put all this stuff together, fantastic, and got the stuff and chucked it over, chucked all the rubbish in the bin. You know the big bins that you have at apartment blocks with the big lids and
You're talking about the box and all that.
Yeah, when she stands next to the bin, it's like up to her neck almost. Mm-hmm. They're big bins.
Yeah.
And then she goes back up and she's realized when she's tried to put this last piece together that she was missing a nut. She went, no, where is it? She looked everywhere. No, God damn it. And this particular nut was crucial to the success of the entire operation.
Yeah.
And she's gone, oh, no, I've thrown it out.
In the bin.
So she went out to the bin and she's opened the lid and had a look in, and it was midweek, so it was half full of everyone else's kitchen rubbish. Yeah. The kitchen rubbish.
And it always smells. And
when, stinks and when it, to high heaven.
Yeah, when it gets hotter, it's always a nice smell. You can't beat
that. That's right.
You can't beat
that. You just pray to God that people who have put prawns in there had only put them in the day before collection. Anyway, so she's opened the lid. Oh, no. And she could see where the bag that she'd put in there was.
Yeah.
But because the bin's so tall, she couldn't reach it.
Yeah.
She's reaching. Oh, no, I just can't reach it. Anyway, so she's holding the bin with the lid with one hand, trying to reach with the other. No good. Puts the bin lid right up, jams it open in the corner so it wouldn't shut on her head.
Yeah.
And then had to crawl into the bin. Oh. She's crawled into the bin. Getting to the bag. She's pulled the bag, chucked it out, and then she's climbing out of the bin as the car comes in to the apartment block. There's my wife climbing out.
I lost $5.
Climbing out of the bin. Oh!
Did she find the nut?
She found the nut.
Oh, hallelujah.
She found
the nut. There's a God.
And she will never not read the instructions again.
Well done. Oh, searching for the missing nut. God, like Raiders of the Lost Ark, really, wasn't it?
The places my wife gets herself into.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
Oh, you know, I opened the text line finally.
Oh, yeah, what happened there?
Good morning, Paddy and Rob.
Who's this from?
And Chloe. This is from Deb from Yumina.
Yeah.
I'd like to say thank you for my tickets to Crowded House. Been badging on the weekend. Unfortunately, I couldn't go. Due to my adrenaline crush commitment. So she was working for the band.
Oh, Deb from Yumina.
Yeah. And she gave them to two friends who had never been before to see Crowded House. They had an absolute ball on the day of the thunderstorms and everything that was going on. Big thank you very much, Triple M. Have a great day. Cheers. Oh. Deb from Yumina.
Good on you, Deb.
Good on you, Deb.
Well done, Deb.
And then
there's
more. One.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Bill James. It's Bill from Bill James Painting. Which one do you reckon?
Oh, because there's Bill the father, and then there's Bill the son.
Bill
and
the grandson.
Grandson.
And then there's a couple other Bills.
And we built them an ad.
We built Bill an ad.
We did.
But it's Bill from Bill James Painting. Of course it's Bill.
Yeah, what does
Can
Bill
Dad
say?
And I get a six-pack of Two Heads beer to try? Thanks, boys. Now, look.
Oh, yeah.
We've got no.
Sure.
Listen. Now, I
would say
something.
Yes.
Yeah, but if you open the... Everyone's just asking for beer, and if we give it all away to everyone that asked for it, we'll have none left tomorrow.
You did that yesterday, pal.
But no, but you said
beer away.
You can't just ask for it.
I did say that.
You did. So what I thought was, if we can make this, we can keep this going, we can give away beer all the time.
Right.
If everyone decides to go down to Central Coast Brewery and maybe just get a sample four-pack or something, then that way... Central Coast Brewery will.
But they're not selling the Two Heads.
No, but then they. But we can give it away because they'll give us more.
Oh, right. Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, so this is why we've got to give it away now.
This is how we get the Central Coast Brewery to give us more Two Heads beer because we've only got 200 litres.
So Billy misses out. Oh, jeez. It's Christmas. Coming close to Christmas, pal.
Listen, we might speak to Bill tomorrow.
All right, okay.
And there might be a reason to give it.
Well, we're giving it away now.
Can't just ask for it.
But we're not just going to give it away. What we want from you, because you haven't heard, Amazon founder Jeff Bezos, he's planning to give away his $124 billion. That's American. So it's $186 billion Australian. His fortune during his lifetime. Now, he's revealed. He's told CNN Business, this is where you come into play, pal, that he intends to hand over his cash to organisations fighting climate change and promoting unity. Yes.
Unity.
Yes. So.
I'm fighting.
Climate change.
Climate change and.
Promoting
unity.
Unity. So if
not
you
nudity.
Do, no, not nudity. Unity. And if you do that, we can get some of his $186 billion fortune.
Brilliant.
Which leads us...
That'd buy some 2 heads.
God, wouldn't it? What? Which leads us to asking this morning, because that's when, like, if he's going to do it before he passes away.
Okay.
But what have you got from a will? Would love to know. Oh, and that's how you're going to get
Bill from Bill Jones Painting.
Yeah, he may have
Give us a call.
Had something.
Have you got something from a will?
Will, what was it? Like something unusual.
Will is another way of saying Bill, isn't it?
Of course it
What'd
is.
What did you get from Bill?
See the tie in there. Like the bloke here from the coast, he got left a bird and $10,000. And a bird, well, I'm talking the one in the cage.
Bird.
A feathered variety.
Like a macaw.
No, it there wasn't a macaw. Thousands. It was like a cockatiel.
Oh,
he was, I forget what his name was. Oh, geez, I tell you what. Glad I'm not leaving you anything in my will.
Because what am I going to get from you?
I'd leave you Bearsy.
Some broken tools.
And Bearsy, my dog. But honestly, what have you got? But he was left a bird and $10,000. But he had to take the bird. And that was for the bird seed and all that sort
I've
of stuff.
I've never been left anything.
Haven't you? Oh, there's a reason. 1-3-3-5-3. Generally, they leave it to people they like. 1-3-3-5-3. And you could win the 6-pack of beers, the 2 heads, thanks to Central Coast Breweries. Give us a call. Let us know.
1-3-3-5-3.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
We are looking at, just like Jeff Bezos is leaving a lot of people a lot of money in his will, what did you get? That's what we want to know. We've got Deb from your mind. Hopefully she's been left anything. To win the 2 heads beer, thanks to Central Coast Brewery. Yeah. G'day, Deb.
Hey, Deb.
Hey, listen, I'm going to have to change my name if there's another Deb from your minor. That's just not right.
Oh, yeah, the other one's the good one. No, the other one's a good one. The other one's a good one.
Okay, well, listen here, you pair of lovely men. I was left, not anything in a will, I was left the bills and a car that hadn't been paid for.
Oh. Does that happen?
No, yeah. Because...
Does that happen?
Oh, well, it was a long time ago when my dad passed. Well, his wife was a... was my mother, of course.
Right.
And, so she said, oh, no, this your father always wanted you to have this. I went, oh, wonderful, wonderful. Yep, wasn't paid for, was it?
Oh, so that's right, because if there's a loan on that particular property or whatever and that's left to you,
so
you have to take
because
over
because you
the
got
loan.
Left the possession that still had debt on it,
you
then
had to pay it off.
Took the debt.
Yes, I sold the car. I didn't need it. Another car. Like, yeah. It was a big one. A big Ford Falcon V8 in the day, you know, LTD, one of those big Fairlane things. I thought, no, thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's what I got left. Happy days.
Oh, petrol guzzer. We got Steve from your minor. G'day, Steve.
Steve?
Yep, there.
G'day, mate. What did you get left in a will?
I got left a blazer and a pair of shoes.
Beautiful.
Oh, what a score. You didn't find, like, $5,000 in a pocket or anything like that?
Well, I tell you what, the person that I got left the blazer and the pair of shoes from was a great uncle that, you talk about money, he would hide cash in envelopes, under sinks, in bathrooms. He had money hidden everywhere. But I don't know where that went, but I got the blazer and the pair of shoes.
Oh, well done.
Didn't
well,
hide it in his blazer.
No, damn.
A blazer and a pair of shoes.
The thing is,
what a strange thing to lose.
Did they fit, though?
Well, the blazer did, and I've actually still got the blazer to this day, and I must have been given it 15 years ago.
There you go.
15 years ago. You sound like you got fashion similar to Paddy's. His gear's 15 years old. Styles actually move on. You still got your flares?
No, I got rid of those. The minis have got them.
All right, Steve. Hey, we've got Bill James. G'day, Billy. You texted.
Bill James from Boy Boy.
G'day, Bill.
Good morning. How are you, boys?
Good. Oh, not too
which
bad.
Bill's this? Bill Senior, Bill Junior, or Bill?
This is Bill Senior.
Bill Senior. Now, okay. Bill Senior, what did you get left in a will, mate?
Well, it wasn't actually me. It was my wife. She got left a unit at Lane Cove.
Get out of it. Oh, you're joking. How long ago was that?
5 years ago.
Still got it?
No, we did it up and sold it.
Wouldn't you love that?
We're not giving you a six pack because of that.
Well, she had to go thirds with a sister and a cousin. So,
All right, disappointed. Okay, we'll give you a six pack back.
Some 2 heads coming your way, and some for Steve, I reckon.
Yeah.
Paul blazer and a jacket.
Yeah.
Some shoes.
Well done, boys.
And I've still got me flares.
Oh, yeah. Keep those flares going. All right. Well done. There you go.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast. Subscribe now and you'll never miss an episode.